Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. North Carolina state officials said on Monday that SNAP food benefits will be paused on November 1st if the federal government shutdown is not ended. The Columbus County Health Department announced last week that the WIC program will be continued throughout November. North Carolinians use around $230 million in SNAP benefits monthly. Federal officials do not plan to use the USDA's $6 billion contingency fund to carry SNAP through the shutdown. Due to the expanding need in the area, the Food Bank of Eastern North Carolina will host two free pop-up markets in November. You can see our story online at ColumbusCountyNews.com for more information. Two men died in a vehicle crash in Bladen County on Saturday. Jonathan Lee Williams of Graham Road was pronounced dead on the scene. His passenger, Ricky Cortex, died later at a hospital. A backseat passenger was airlifted to New Hanover Regional Medical Center. The SUV was traveling north on Rosendale Road when it went off to the left, crossed the center line, and struck a ditch. Robinson County authorities have arrested a mother and son after 13 people were shot and two others killed on Saturday at a party near Maxton. Investigators said several hundred people were at the event when the shots rang out and people fled in panic. A large crowd is expected tonight at the Whiteville City Council meeting as multiple business owners and residents affected by the flooding are expected to attend. Some are blaming city officials and staff for flooding in the downtown area. The meeting starts at 6:30 p.m. in the City Hall and can be viewed online at the Whiteville City website or can be attended in person. Early voting continues through Saturday for the upcoming municipal elections. Only residents of towns and cities may cast ballots. The only early poll in Columbus County for this election is at the Board of Elections office on U.S. 701 North in Whiteville. Election day is November 4th. Chadburn Town Council will hold a special meeting today at 5:30 p.m. for a public hearing on the new Community Development Block Grant application. The meeting will be held at Town Hall, and the public, of course, is welcome. This weekend is the Pecan Music Festival in downtown Whiteville. The event kicks off Thursday night with an 80s party in the alley on Madison Street from 7 until 9 p.m. The Pecan Cooking Contest drop-off is from 6 to 7 p.m. at Candlewood Farms Coffee and Bakery. Friday night from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. is the Halloween Bash at City Hall with food and coffee trucks, games, trunk-or-treating, and more, which is sponsored by the Whiteville Police and Whiteville Fire. There is a fun run at 7 a.m. on Saturday, and registration for the 5th Annual Car Show is happening from 8 a.m. until noon, with judging at 1 p.m. and trophies to follow at 4 p.m. And live entertainment on the main stage includes Jeffrey Simmons and Company, the Crenshaw Trucking Band, and Painted Man, who will be performing throughout the day. Animal Protective Services will hold Nightmare on Paw Street, a special Halloween adoption event on Thursday at the shelter on Legion Drive. There'll be music, games, food, and of course, adoptable pets. They promise all treats and no tricks for this event. Nightmare on Paw Street is from 7 to 9 p.m. Thursday at the shelter on Legion Drive in Whiteville. The Sheepdog Foundation will open the Reggae Cafe Friday for a lunch fundraiser at their new facility on Lee Street in downtown Whiteville. This will be a good day to skip the usual boring lunch options and help a good cause. The Sheepdog Foundation's headquarters is located at 426 Lee Street in Whiteville. Queen Esther Chapter 533 will host a Fish Fry Friday from 11 until 2. Plates are $10 and include two spots, coleslaw, baked beans, and bread. Plates can be picked up at 515 South Lee Street in Whiteville, and you can contact Leisha Hester at 910-918-8057 for orders. Saturday is the Fair Bluff Farmers Market. There'll be local vendors, a fishing contest, food trucks, and more at this event. All the activities will be along the Riverwalk. The market opens at 8 a.m., and West Columbus High School and the Fair Bluff Chamber of Commerce will be on site selling spot plates for $10 each. The plates will include two fish, sweet potato fries, slaw, and bread. All proceeds will go towards West Columbus High School FFA and the Chamber. There will also be a veterans event at the market, and all activities take place at Riverside Drive in Fair Bluff. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. As a trusted leader in bathroom renovation, Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. Get half off installation or 18 months with no interest and no payments. Whether it's tub replacement, a shower replacement, or a tub-to-shower conversion, Bath Planet makes your custom bath fast, easy, and affordable. Here's how it works. 1. Call to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation. 2. Our design experts come to you with real samples to customize your dream bath. 3. Our certified installers complete the transformation in as little as one day. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-318-1282. That's 800-318-1282. Call 800-318-1282 right now before the offer ends.